CPU, back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
There we go, Lion again. It's actually Brandon Disney and Chad Pyle. Ken Colburn, out of state, out of mind, and out of pocket. He's actually in Las Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show. We thought he might call in, but he must be so busy with all the consumer electronics, getting all the research and all the information and checking out all the goodies for all of you, that he's not going to call in. So,
like a kid in a candy store.
I apologize to the three of you who are going to lose sleep over this, but yeah, he won't be calling in. But he'll be back next week, and I'll be back next week, and Chad will be back next week, and we'll all be back next week here at our regularly scheduled regular place here on KTAR. We're here from 12:20 to 2 each and every Saturday. We follow Paul Harvey, and we lead up to the real doctor, Dr. Art Mullen, who can solve all of your health problems. We're here to solve your technology, your computer problems. And today we're talking about networking. Specifically, Networking 101 is the title of the show, which infers that we're talking about the basics of networking.
To get into all the, networking gets so complex. With the internet and things like that, it would be impossible to do a show. But
it wouldn't be impossible.
Well, it would just
be
a very long, long show.
It would be impossible for most mortals. However, we actually strayed quite a bit from that because of your calls, and you wanted us to stray because of the questions you asked. But we have a few people who are now online, like Harold, who has some kind of networking question. He has a Toshiba laptop and says, something's wrong with my wireless network. Welcome to the Computer Corner, Harold.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Okay, I have an established network. It is, I'm running Wingate on it. I am trying to add a Toshiba laptop with a D-Link wireless network to it. Now, I can ping all my NIC cards on the established wireless network. I can send files back and forth and all of that. But even though I try to... have you ever heard of Wingate?
I have heard of Wingate, and for those of you listening who don't know what Wingate is or haven't heard of it, it's a piece of software that you'd put on one machine that lets you share an internet connection with other machines, and it does something called proxying, or in some newer versions of Wingate, does NAT sharing. And it's instead of, and I'm going to ask the question, Harold, why don't you have, or why didn't you get, instead of using that, which is a little bit more complicated and harder to maintain, you can just buy a broadband router, which will do everything that'll do, but a lot easier and a lot better.
Okay. The Wingate was something that I've had for years. It's worked beautifully with absolutely no problems. It gives you a gatekeeper and several other things so that you can watch the activities and all of that.
Right. So now
much, much more. Now, what I can't do is to, I can't, for whatever reason, I can't seem to get the laptop with Wingate client installed on it to function.
Okay. Are you using Wingate in its proxy mode or NAT mode, which is network address translation, or both, or do you know?
I don't know.
It doesn't
tell you that.
You've had this program for a while, though, haven't you?
I've had this for years.
Right.
I've got the upgrade and everything else.
There's a couple different ways to set this thing up, is kind of what it comes down to. When you set it up, you can set it up on a server, and then there are clients that you would set up. And you can set up those.
That's what I have.
Right. You can set up those clients either using the piece of software that they have, or there's a way to manually configure each client in the browser to be able to function the way you want it. So it kind of depends. It sounds like you've used the little client piece of software, and you've used the server, and most likely it's just doing some simple either network address translation, which is the more common method of how broadband routers work these days, but a little less common for Wingate, or it's using proxying, which is a whole nother way of doing things where basically your server acts as a go-between instead of providing a direct connection. So
I think the server acts as a go-between.
Right. Well, it does for sure either way, but it's just a difference in the way it works.
How can I tell which way it is? Because when you install this thing, it just tells you. It, first thing it asks you is, well, is this computer going to be a client or a server?
Right.
Well, obviously, I've just done client. He doesn't ask you any more questions except, do you agree or disagree
some kind of agreement, license agreement?
Yeah, with the agreement, and that's it. Bingo.
When it asks you if you want to be a client or a server, after you select client, if my memory serves me correct, it should basically ask you which server or identify the server you're going to associate with.
He doesn't do that.
Doesn't do anything like that. Did it do it on any of the other machines that you recall when you set it up?
No.
Okay. This is going to get pretty specific to the issue that you have. So tell you what we're going to do here, Harold. I'm going to take you and drop you on hold.
Okay.
Because your issue is not going to relate to a whole lot of other people, and I don't want to bore the heck out of a lot of people, and I want to see if I can help somebody else. But we're going to help you after we go off the air here. So just sit tight there for just a second, and we're going to bring up Mike, who has some networking questions, and see if we can't help him and maybe in the same time help others. Mike, welcome to the Computer Corner.
How you doing, guys?
Good. What can we help you with?
Well, just real quick, I've got an old NT workstation and a new XP, and I believe that with the NT that you can't do the networking. Is that correct?
You can. It's obviously the farther apart in technology and years of technology, the harder it gets. Okay. There are ways to network those two things together, though.
Okay.
It was considered a network operating system.
Yeah, exactly. But how do I do it? In other words, from what I understood, that from my XP machine, I can't get to the NT machine. I do have them. They're both set up on the network. In other words, I can get to the Internet on both machines.
Right.
So they're both communicating, at least to the outside world.
If that's the case, that means at least some basic networking components like the protocol TCP/IP
sure.
are installed and working. There needs to be a piece of client software, which both operating systems include, like the client for Microsoft Networks, needs to be installed on both PCs, which XP is going to already be done by default. NT is not going to be by default, so you need to add that client. And then if everything was set up properly, you'd be able to go to the network neighborhood and browse and just see each other.
Okay, I'll give that a try then.
So also make sure when you set up those, you might want to add to the NT box the NetBIOS or NetBUI protocol. Okay. That might help it work things out a little bit better.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, good luck with that.
Thanks, guys. Yep, you bet. Bye-bye.
Of course, with NT, you got to make sure you have the latest service pack for it and all that good stuff.
Which with NT, I believe, was service pack 6A.
A or B, yes.
Yeah. And it's NT, remember, is an old, at this point, I think going on 13-year-old operating system. So getting the two to talk is not impossible, but it's also not easy. So good luck with that. If you missed any part of the show, stick around don't stick around. Check out our website at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. You'll be able to see audio archives probably posted up early next week. Also, subscribe to our newsletter if you want to get a transcript, if you will, of the show. Not necessarily a transcript, but kind of some
close enough
highlights of the show. Emailed right to you. You subscribe at our website, again, datadoctors.com. Look for that subscribe box. Anything else?
Sounds good. I apologize for the sound quality of last week's show.
We're aware of it. Sorry. Yeah. It's Chad working stuff out. It is Chad and Brandon reminding you, when it comes to computers, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.